to NPR Rocking Radio.
It makes everybody happy with music.
Yeah, get on your feet and dance to the beat.
Beat. Yeah.
Welcome to NPR's Rock and Roll Radio Station. Here we are with Mr. Phil Williams. I'm Lewis Gurney and I'm going to be interviewing him.
Hello, everybody.
What do you think that we can help to save the environment?
Well, I think the main thing is that we have to understand, first of all, how important the rainforest is to us here in England, the living forest. And then we have to look at the way we live. So, for example, we should be buying apples that are grown in Britain, not apples coming from other parts of the world. So we support the local farmers. We should look to see where products are coming, so we don't use products that have palm oil in, because that's coming from the rainforest. Just do our little bit, and then if we all do little bits together, that becomes a big bit, and then we can protect it.
Okay, thank you.
It's about time. Won't get that southern sun. We'll be dancing.
So, do you think we're respecting the Indians enough?
No, to be honest. The Indians have their way of life, which isn't as commercial, isn't like ours. They put people first and the environment first, and everything else is second. And I think we just need to respect them. The problem is that sometimes we think the way that we live is the way that everybody should live. And that's not the case. So, and we need to respect here too, because when I see litter on the floor in England, we're not respecting wildlife and we're not respecting the people who have to pick up that litter. So I think we need to sort of understand respect and live by respect more, whether it's local or whether it's global.
Do you think we should be cutting down trees?
Well, there are times when we need to cut down trees for some things, but first of all, we waste a lot of what the trees give us. So schools, I was part of a survey which said that schools waste at least a third of the paper they buy. So if you waste a third of the paper, then you're wasting a lot of trees. But also we need to look at what trees we are cutting down. There are some trees that can grow back to full growth within 40 years, so that it's not so bad if we chop them down. But the rainforest trees, they're 500 or 600 years old. So we're not going to get them back. So it depends on the type of tree we're chopping down. But before we even start chopping them down, we should maximise what we've got anyway.
Everybody listen. Everybody listen. 'Cause you're listening to Rockin' Radio!
Hello, I'm Amber. How did you get into working with the rainforest?
Oh, that's a great question. Because I'd moved to Singapore, and then from Singapore I went to Malaysia, and a friend of mine was working on the Malaysian rainforest, trying to protect it. And my first real trip to stay in the rainforest was in the south of Malaysia, in a place called Johor. And I was invited to go and spend 4 days with a group of indigenous people there. Indigenous means that they're from that place. And once I saw the biodiversity, all the different species there, and also saw the destruction at the same time, then I just fell in love with the place, really. Yeah, my second home.
If things don't stop happening, do you think the little people in our school will still live when they're 60?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. It just will be a different type of world that you'll be living in. Maybe the air quality won't be so good. There's a really, really strong possibility there won't be so many species around. Only last year, it was reported by David Attenborough that the UK now, for the first time ever, has 1,000 species on the endangered species list. And one of those is the hedgehog, which a lot of people don't think would be on a list like that. But for me, the hedgehogs being on the endangered species list just shows me how serious the issues are.
Thank you for listening. See you again soon.